Hi, I'm Josh Levine. My podcast, The Queen, tells the story of Linda Taylor. She was a con artist, a kidnapper, and maybe even a murderer. She was also given the title The Welfare Queen, and her story was used by Ronald Reagan to justify slashing aid to the poor. Now, it's time to hear her real story. Over the course of four episodes, you'll find out what was done to Linda Taylor, what she did to others, and what was done in her name.
The great lesson of this, for me, is that people will come to their own conclusions based on what their prejudices are.
Subscribe to The Queen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.
Tell Mr. Trump you want to meet him.
I love you, Trump!
Nobody use any racial slurs. Nobody call me the N-word. It's microaggressions.
He does not support Mexicans, not Jews, not Muslims, not blacks, no one but his own kind, the rich.
When Trump says we'll lose our country, that's not just a, I mean, maybe he's being a little extreme.
Hello and welcome to TrumpCast. I'm Jacob Weisberg. What does it feel like to be a Donald Trump supporter on a college campus? Coming up on the show, I'll talk with a college sophomore who's voting for Trump to find out. But first, courtesy of the Huffington Post, here's Trump on China.
Let's say China.
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 China. You go over to China.
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 You take China.
China.
China. I love them. China.
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 China. I have to have my China.
China.
China. Because China.
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 Now.
China.
China. You know, China.
I know China very well. China.
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 China. It's China to me. China.
People say, oh, you don't like China. I like China.
China.
Jake Lopez is the California State Director with Students for Trump. He's a sophomore at Westmont College in Santa Barbara. Hi, Jake. Thanks for coming on TrumpCast.
Jacob, thanks for having me on.
Do you remember, Jake, when you first heard about Trump?
I think he was the Celebrity Apprentice or something growing up. Mr. Trump, he's marketed himself very well, seen that ugly blonde hair everywhere we've gone growing up, that's for sure.
But you were a fan of his show. That's where you first got to know him?
Yes, sir. That is correct. His show was a fun show to watch.
What is it that you like about Donald Trump? Why are you supporting him?
Mr. Trump is bringing back freedom of speech. He's bringing back thoughtful discussions between groups of all shapes and sizes. Today in the college communities around the world, especially in the United States, we tend to see a silencing of thoughts and opinions that groups don't agree with. And that's not America, and that's not what we're about. Mr. Trump is bringing back thoughtful conversations about important, critical topics, and I really appreciate that.
So I got to ask you, is it lonely being a Trump supporter on a college campus? How many other members are there in your Students for Trump group?
At first, it can seem quite lonely, but once you speak up and actually stand up for Trump, we see the silent majority come to fruition, and we really seem to see a large group of students supporting Trump rather silently, but we're trying to mobilize them out here, get them to speak up.
So you must be a pretty independent-minded kid. Have you always been like that? Have you always been the one who had a different view from your friends or people around you?
Sure, yes. I tend to be a maverick and think of new ideas and new ways to do things and tend to be a leader throughout my friend groups growing up in life.
What's something that you feel is hard to talk about on campus that you hear Trump breaking down the barrier to?
Out here in California, we have a problem with illegal immigration, and it affects us all. We tend to not be able to approach that conversation because we might possibly hurt someone's feelings. But the important fact to understand is that we need a national immigration policy that puts Americans first and welcomes those who want to become Americans. So Mitch Trump brought that issue to the forefront, and he's creating thoughtful engagement on that issue.
I got to ask, your last name is Lopez. Are you Latino, or do you come from a family of immigrants?
Yes, I do. I have Latino heritage on my dad's side and Caucasian heritage on my mom's side. So we have I'm a mutt, but I like it. We're a little bit of everything.
Did you grow up at all in an immigrant milieu, an immigrant neighborhood?
I grew up in the Central Valley in California, a lot of farmland, a lot of oil land. And my high school was 50% Latino and 50% Caucasian. So fair to say that I did.
So there are a lot of parts to Trump's argument about immigration, but he's probably the two most famous are building a wall and deporting immigrants who are here illegally. Do you think, I mean, you must go to school with some kids who grew up here but who didn't come here legally as children. Do you think they should be sent back to Mexico or wherever they came from?
What we need in America is an immigration policy that puts Americans first, and we need to accept and welcome those who want to become Americans legally. We have to enforce our current laws, and if we don't, we won't have a country. So we should have a law to protect our nation from many different things, a wall, and we should have a wide-open door in that wall, like Mr. Trump likes to say, and we should welcome those who want to come to our nation legally.
So you like legal immigration. You don't like illegal immigration. I get that. But what about the people who came here illegally, who are here now, been here for a long time, many cases have grown up here? Should there be a way, should there be a path to citizenship or some version of what Ronald Reagan called amnesty for them?
Sure. Ronald Reagan did pass amnesty with a congressional approval. Congress passed it. Reagan signed it. I think it's important to not reward people that have broken our laws and come to our country illegally. These people, the great people, many of the times, but they have broken our laws, and we should not punish those who try to come here legally and give special privileges to those who have broken our laws. So, in short, I think we should deport illegal criminals and go from there.
Jake, what are you studying at college?
I'm studying business and political science. I'm a double majoring out here.
Yeah, so I guess we should talk about Trump's economics a little bit. What about his economic views do you think make sense?
Sure. Well, as a student, and I speak for many fellow students around the country, we spend a lot of time and money investing into our education, spending 4 years of our lives trying to get a degree to hopefully get better job placement. And when we graduate, a lot of us find a hard time getting jobs. So we think Trump's policies, particularly lowering taxes, bringing back corporations that are around the country, bringing them back into the United States, renegotiating trade deals to put American interests first will really help spur the economy.
It sounds like you've studied a little economics. Do you worry about Trump provoking a trade war with China, doing things that would hurt the country economically?
No, I don't, because some of the greatest business people have endorsed Trump, and there are some simple reforms that Trump can do that'll put American interests first. We really are getting the short end of the deal a lot of the times with these trade deals, and we're losing our jobs and our corporations, quite frankly, to certain countries. And I'm not afraid of that. These countries need to understand that America is not going to be pushed around anymore, and Mr. Trump will be the leader to do that.
Do you worry that crosses over into bullying? I mean, that's what a lot of people hear when they hear him talk about foreign policy, particularly when he talks about his advocacy of policies like torture and, you know, bombing the houses of families of terrorists and so on.
I don't worry about that, because while Mr. Trump does represent strength, that is one part of negotiating deals. It is important to come to the table asking for a lot and representing strength and coming forward with a strong hand, but being able and willing to negotiate. And that's what Mr. Trump does. He's a deal maker, and he's willing to negotiate and make sure everyone comes out of the deal feeling like they've been benefited, and that's what he's going to do.
So you think a lot of this toughness is kind of an opening offer, that it's not his bottom line, but he's saying that's how you begin the conversation before you make concessions.
That's an important part of deal making, is not holding a line so strong that you're unable to get the job done. And that's what we find a lot in Washington, D.C., is politicians unable to get anything done, unable to make a deal that benefits the American people. And I think Mr. Trump's business practices and his deal making will be a proponent of him.
Jake, are there things there must be that you don't like about Trump?
There tend to be very few things that I don't like about Mr. Trump. But the things I do like about him outweigh the things I don't like about him. I don't agree with Trump on every single thing that he says. It's hard to, but I do appreciate the fact that he comes out and speaks his mind and says things like he see that it's really refreshing the political climate we have today.
Jake, it sounds like you've really done your homework. Do you think Trump has done his homework? I mean, I think there's been some distress about his just depth of knowledge about some of the policy questions that a president has to deal with.
Sure. Mr. Trump is new to the political world as a candidate. He's been an outsider. He's been a businessman, so he's never been involved. But Mr. Trump, he surrounds himself with great people. He understands that he doesn't know it all. And he's going to bring in great people to help him out on his presidential cabinet, on economic and foreign policy issues. So what he doesn't know, I think he's smart enough to say that he doesn't know, and he'll bring in great people to help him out.
Jake Lopez is the California State Director of Students for Trump. He's a sophomore at Westmont College, and he's going to be supporting Trump in the California primary in June. Thanks again for joining me, Jake.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate your time.
That's it for today's episode of TrumpCast. Tell us what you think of the show by giving us a rating and review on iTunes. This is a new podcast, so for your own good, hit subscribe to get every episode as soon as it comes out. You can find me on Twitter at Jacob Wee. Hey, Slate's got a bunch of live podcast shows coming up and down the East Coast this April. You can see the Culture Gab Fest live in Manhattan. Hang Up and Listen will be in Washington, D.C. And the Political Gab Fest is going to Atlanta. Check out slate.com/live for more information and tickets. Today's show was produced by Henry Milofsky and Jason DeLeon. Special thanks to Kristen Meinzer. Slate's executive producer is Steve Lichtai. Andy Bowers is our chief content officer. I'm leaving you with a clip from Larry Wilmore today. I'm Jacob Weisberg. Talk to you on the next episode of TrumpCast. Advertising against
him. Nobody has ever, ever in the history of politics received the kind of negative advertising that I have. Mostly false. I wouldn't say 100%, but about 90%.
Oh, really? Okay, so pray tell, what are the 10% of negative things said about Trump that are true? Called Mexicans rapists, called John McCain a loser, called Rosie O'Donnell fat pig, used the illegal aliens to build the cheap hotels, has the world's smallest hands, called black people the black, said Megyn Kelly lays out of her, whatever, gives kids notes and says no.